This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, what can it be seasoned with? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The good Lord was telling the disciples that they needed to be useful, like salt and light. And as I mentioned to the young children, salt adds flavor, actually draws the flavor out of the fruit or food that we prepare. I know some years ago I was told I had to cut my sodium consumption because of high blood pressure, so I went cold turkey. I never put salt on anything ever again, except one thing. What do you think that would be? Tomatoes. You must have been at Mass last night. That was about the 10th guess. But there's nothing like a fresh tomato right out of the garden. I'm not talking about those fake tomatoes they sell in the stores. But makes it so juicy. And that's what we're supposed to do in life. Make life better because we draw the best out of people. One of the greatest compliments someone can receive is when they say, "He was the salt of the earth. She was the salt of the earth." They were down to earth, good people, who brought the best out of everybody. Think about that. Do we do that? Also, to be light, show people the way. I might have told you this story. Years ago, I had a little flashlight on my keychain. So I was doing a wedding down in Saluda, South Carolina, and we were going to a reception. And we had to go to Lexington County because Saluda was a dry county. So they wanted to go to a place. So we had to go to this restaurant. So I was traveling people who didn't know me. They weren't even Catholic. They just knew I was a priest. So when we had to get in the car, there were no lights on. So I thought I would use my little flashlight to show the man where the keyhole was. So I took my little flashlight and I lit up the place so he could open the door. Well, they thought that as a priest, I could light up my fingers like E.T. I said, how did that story start? But nonetheless, we're supposed to show people the way, to use our talent, our giftedness, to help people, and not to hide the gifts God's given us. God has gifted every one of us with many talents. So many times, people hide those talents under a bushel basket. Well, maybe they don't want to seem like they're too important or whatever. Maybe it's through fear of making a mistake. We're all going to make mistakes. That's part of life. That's how we learn. We don't learn when everything goes well. It's when we make a mistake, then we learn from it. And we should never be afraid to fail, because that's why people do nothing. And you know the story in the gospel about the three men that were given different amounts of money to invest. One man received 10,000. One fellow received 5, and the other guy received the 2. The one who made 10 doubled it. The guy who got the 5 doubled it. Yet the man who received the 2,000 said, "Oh boy, I don't want to lose this money. I'll be in big trouble." So he hid it. He buried it in the ground. So when the owner came back, he said, "Well, here's your money back." He said, "You lousy servant. You lousy servant. You didn't take a risk." But we have to use the talents we have. And as the prophet Isaiah also tells us, to share our bread with the hungry, to take care of the needy. And when we do that, God will bless us and our own wounds heal. So often in life, when people have come to me troubled, they can't seem to get a handle on life, nothing's going right, they're very troubled, very depressed, I'll say, try helping somebody. And you know what? It always works. They start reaching out to other people to share their food, to share their talents, to share their gifts. And then they realize that God has blessed them and their problem sort of works out. There's something to that. We all have wounds inside, but when we reach out and help others, they heal. Yesterday, our scouts took part in a program called Scouting for Food. And they received a lot of food that maybe some of you actually donated. That's what Isaiah is talking about. When we have our food drives like this weekend or Thanksgiving, and we give some groceries, that's giving it to the Lord himself. He said, "What you do for the least one, you do for me." You know, it's so easy to get caught up in our own little world, our own little projects, our own little families. But to reach out to those in need, that's the test. And there's still too many hungry people in the world. There's so much oppression in the world today. We can make a difference. We can let our light shine. Also, this weekend I was supposed to talk about the diocesan, South Carolina diocesan appeal, formerly called the Bishop's Appeal. There's a collection next Sunday for that. Our diocese has a lot of programs going on. We have St. Clair's Home in Greenville, a home for unwed mothers, helping them to get on their feet again with their new babies. They have the Clean of Heart group. We have three centers where people, the homeless, can get a shower and wash their clothes. Our diocese supports campus ministries on all the college campuses in South Carolina for our Catholic students, even at Winthrop and York Tech. The diocese recently gave the oratory $40,000 to renovate our kitchen because the students have a meal every Wednesday night, and we actually use that kitchen for our retreats when our men's group and women's group goes to Rock Hill, they use that kitchen. So the diocese does give back. We have a Catholic Charities office in Rock Hill that they maintain to help immigrants who have legal problems. They have lawyers there that help them out. We support all of that by this annual appeal. So I'll ask you to be generous with that next week. But you know, we all can do something to bring the light and to make the world a better place, to taste better, because life can be very bitter. It can be very dreary, but we all can make a difference utilizing the gifts, the talents, the personality that God's given us. And when I say personality, we need to let our personalities develop and grow so that we're there for one another. Because life is very difficult when we're alone, but God's given us companions on the journey. He's given us our families. He's given us the church. And also a great country, if I may add. We have a great country, and it's the great people who make it up. So if every individual does their part, we make a better society. And we just can't sit back and let everyone else do everything. This morning I was watching, I watch a little news show every Sunday morning at 5 o'clock called Newsmax, and it's about the Pope, what he's done the previous week, and it keeps me up on Pope Francis. But before that, there was a show on John Wayne. Do any of you remember John Wayne, the movie star? He was a great American. And he had his own philosophy, his political But he said if every American got up every morning and did something to make the country better, what a world it would be. John Wayne was a Catholic. Did you know that? He became a Catholic. His wife and children were all Catholic, and he became a Catholic at the end of his life. But what a good man. But, you know, it was one person. But each individual, if we let our light shine, if we spice up life, what a world it can be. So let's not be afraid. Let's not hide our gifts. Let's not be afraid to make mistakes. But to develop those gifts, let them shine and give light to everybody, because then we all can see and we will all get through this life in a way worthy of what God calls us to be.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.